The hymn is really very good.
这首诗歌是何等的美好。
Sometimes when we go through trials and problems, it's like going through the valley of the shadow of death.
有的时候当我们经过这些苦难，经过难处的时候，就像经过死荫的幽谷。
Sometimes we are so uncertain what is the future.
有的时候我们对我们的前面并不确定。
But thank God, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
但是感谢主，我们可以转眼来仰望耶稣。
Look full in his wonderful face.
可以来仰望他的容脸。
And every time this, all the shadows just pass away.
这个时候，所有的事物都次第变朦胧。
How about just let's sing just the chorus? How about that?
让我们再来唱一唱副歌。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will.Strength leading in the light of His glory and grace. One more time.
再来一次
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strength leading.In the light of His glory and grace. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Joshua.
让我们打开圣经到约书亚记。
Joshua chapter 7.
约书亚记第七章。
Verse 1 through 5.
一到第五节。
Joshua chapter 7. Verse 1 through 5.
约书亚记第七章一到五节。
I'll read it first and our brother will translate.And the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country.And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor hither, for they are but few. So they went up hither of the people, about 3,000 men, and they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai smote of them about 36 men, for they chased them,from before the gate, even unto Shebarim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the hearts of the people melted and became as water.
约书亚记第七章。以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹太支派中谢拉的曾孙萨迪的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯亚文的爱城去，吩咐他们说，你们上去窥探那地。他们就上去窥探爱城。他们回到约书亚那里对他说，众民不必都上去，只要两三千人上去就能攻取爱城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。于是民中约有三千人上那里去，竟在爱城人面前逃跑了。爱城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到示巴林，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
Another verse in chapter 8, the same book, chapter 8, verse 33 and 34.
另外的章节在第八章33到34节。
And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges.Stood on this side the ark, and on that side before the priests and the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well as the stranger, as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses the servant of the Lord had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessing and the cursing.According to all that is written in the book of the law.
以色列众人，无论是本地人，是寄居的，和长老、官长，并审判官，都站在约柜两旁，在抬耶和华约柜的祭司利未人面前，一半对着基利新山，一半对着以巴路山，为以色列民祝福，正如耶和华仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。随后约书亚将律法上祝福咒诅的话，照着律法书上一切所写的，都宣读了一遍。
Another verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19 and 20.
还有一处章节在《申命记》三十章十九节到二十节。
I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swear unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证，我将生死祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他，这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各岂是应许所赐的地上居住。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们先有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we come before thy word, we pray that your light shine upon us.
今天主啊，当我们来到你话语的面前，求你照亮你自己的话。
Lord, we are naive concerning your word.
我们在你的话上真的是愚昧。
Lord, we need your shining day by day.
我们愿意你的光日日来照我们。
Lord, this morning, as we humble ourselves before your word,
今天愿意我们在你的话前可以谦卑。
Speak, Lord, for thy servant listen.
主啊，请你说，你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Last time I was here, I was sharing concerning the Lord is the God of wonders and the captain of our salvation.
上次我跟大家分享到，我们的神是行奇事的神，而且他是我们救恩的元帅。
He is indeed God of wonders, for he do things, he do wonders to accomplish his purpose.
他是行奇迹的神，当他行奇迹神迹的时候，他是要来完成他自己的旨意。
And his greatest purpose on earth, you know, is to redeem us that we might be a people unto him.
他最伟大的工作就是让我们可以得救赎，成为属他的子民。
And in this process, he sent his son to die, to be buried, and to resurrect for us.
在这个过程里面，他差遣他的爱子来为我们死、埋葬，而且复活。
Through his death and resurrection, we who are a people who are what? Death to sin.
借着他的死跟复活，本来我们是向着罪是死的。
We are hopeless.
我们是没有希望的。
We are a group of people doomed to perdition.
我们是完全是只是遭毁灭的器皿。
But by faith in him, we had a new life, a new beginning.
但是借着信，我们在他里面有了新的生命，有了新的开始。
Through him, we have an eternal life, and we have an eternal hope.
借着他，我们有永远的生命，而且有这个永生的盼望。
This is the God of wonders.
这位是行神迹的神。
And this is the greatest wonder he has done for us.
这是他为我们所行的最大的神迹。
But he is also the captain of our salvation.
不光如此，他还是我们救恩的元帅。
While we are waiting for his coming.
当我们在这里等候他再来的时候，
He is the Spirit leading us.
他是用圣灵来带领我们，
leading us day by day.
每天这样来带领，
transforming us that we will be like him.
让我们可以改变，可以改变，磨成他的形象。
When he comes back,
当那一天他来到再来的时候，
when we receive him as the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
当我们来迎接他，真正是作为万主之主、万王之王的时候。
We will be like him, and we shall see him as he is.
在圣经里面讲，我们见他那一日，必定要像他。
This is the God of wonders and the captain of our salvation.
这就是行神迹的神，也是我们救恩的元帅。
After the children of Israel defeated Jericho,
当以色列民当时打败耶利哥城的时候，
they are full of confidence.
他们充满了信心。
They believe that the next battle it will be won.
他们相信下一场战争也是要取胜的。
Nevertheless, when we come to chapter 7.
但是当我们到第七章的时候，
They are defeated.
他们却被打败了。
You know, when they send these 3,000 people over to Ai,
当他们啊差遣这三千人去爱城的时候
，they are defeated and 36 people got killed.
不光他们被打败，而且有36个人被杀。
And the rest of them was running out away from their enemies.
其他的人就在敌人面前逃跑。
When Joshua received this news,
当约书亚知道这个消息的时候
，all the elders and Joshua were scratching their head. What have we done?
他跟所有以色列的长老就在那里，就在那里把灰尘撒在头上，说：“我们做了什么呢
？”What happened? The Lord indeed promised us this land is our land.
怎么回事？因为神已经应许说这个地是属于我们的。
You know, Joshua chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says,
在约书亚记的第一章
，verse 3 and 4。
第三、第四节
，Every place where the sole of your foot shall stand, it will be given unto thee.
在那里讲，凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着所应许摩西的话赐给你们。
And the children of Israel are just experiencing the first victory.
那个时候，以色列人他们刚刚经历第一个得胜。
You know what? When you read Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 and 8.
如果你读创世纪第十七章第七、第八节的时候
，God had promised, made a covenant, eternal covenant with Abraham.
在那里，神与亚伯拉罕来立这个永远的约。
And this covenant is that He will be their God, and these people will be His people.
在那里，他说：“我要做你和你后裔的神，你们要做永远做我的子民。”
But it doesn't stop there.
但并不停在这里。
He said, "I will give this land to you as an eternal possession."
他而且说：“我要。”赐给这地，让你永远为业。
As an eternal possession means it is unconditional.
这个永远的基业说明是没有条件的。
Regardless of what happened to you,
不管你们发生了什么事。
Regardless of what condition you are,
不管你们在什么光景里面。
This land is your land.
这个地是属于你们的。
This is 540 years ago before they enter into the good land.
这是当他们进入应许之地之前540年之前。
After 500 years,
当500年之后。
When they are on Kadesh Barnea.
他们在加里士巴尼亚的时候
，They are about to enter into that good land.
他们准备进入这应许之地。
Moses sent that 12 spies to view and spy the land.
这个时候，摩西就差遣了12个探子去窥探那地。
They came back having good reports.
他们回来带来好的报告。
They said, "Indeed, this land is a good land."
他们说，没错，这地确实是美好的。
But ten of them says, "No, we cannot enter into the land."
但其中十个人却说，我们却进不去。
Because there are so much giants there.
因为在那里有很多巨人。
We cannot overcome them.
我们不可能来得胜。
Because of that doubt,
因为这个疑惑
，that promise cannot become a reality.
这个应许就不能成为实际。
For 40 years, it was delayed.
这件事就被拖延了四十年。
But after 40 years, they are ready.
但是四十年之后，他们预备好了。
You know, God promised the children of Israel, this land is an eternal possession.
因为神已经应许以色列人说，这是赐给你们永远为业的。
This is a promise.
这是应许。
It never will be altered.
这个不会被改变。
But for a promise to become a possession, it is another story.
但是应许真正成为产业，却是另外一个故事。
It's not up to God, it's up to the children of Israel.
因为这不是关乎神，是关乎以色列人。
Are they willing to what? To step up in faith to obey the word of God?
他们愿不愿意在信心里面踏出这一步
来顺服神？ If you look through the history of the children of Israel,
如果我们来看以色列人他们的历史，
every time I talk about Israel, I got excited.
每一次讲到以色列人，我都觉得很兴奋。
Twice they have been exiled to a land which they do not know.
有两次他们被掳到一个不属于他们的地方。
The first time is the exile to Babylon.
第一次他们被掳到巴比伦。
For 70 years they are in Babylon because of their sin of idolatry.
因着他们拜偶像的罪，他们在巴比伦被掳了70年。
But God promised them after 70 years you will come back to that territory.
但是神又应许他们70年之后你们要回到原先之地。
Indeed, they came back.
没错，他们当时回到应许之地。
But afterwards they rebel against the Lord again.
但在那个之后，他们又违背神。
In AD 70, the Roman army came and destroyed the land.
在那个时候，罗马的兵丁来到这里，毁灭全地。
600,000 Jews was killed.
在那一次，有超过6,000的犹太人被杀。
600,000,
有超过600,000的犹太人。
300,000 was spread up to the corners of the earth.
而且其他的就被赶散到全地。
For 1,900 years, they are in every place, but not in Israel.
在1900年这之后，1900年之中，他们被赶散到全地，
but
但是没有人能回到犹太地。
But God promised them.
但是神还是应许了他们。
If you read in the book of Jeremiah, God promised them.
如果你读耶利米书，你看到神的应许。
In May 1948, they came back again.
所以在1948年5月份，他们回到应许之地。
The same territory.
是同样的这块地。
And this territory is much bigger, you know, the as promised by the word of God, it is much smaller, I should say.
照着神所应许的，其实现在这块地是比原来要小。
If you look at the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 4,
如果你读约书亚记第一章第四节的话，
approximately the land of Israel is 300,000 square miles.
如果是来算的话，在那里大概起码有3000平方英里。
Today the land of Israel is only a miniature of God, what God has promised.
但今天他们所居住的只是这么大的地的一小部分。
But God's promise never falters.
但是神的应许从来不会被改变。
One day it will be their land.
总有一天这块地还是属于他们。
Our God never fails.
我们的神而且从不失败。
The problem is us.
问题在于我们。
Are we willing to step out by faith, you know, to step on the land?
我们愿不愿意凭着信心把脚掌踏上？
In other words, if your faith is only 10 paces,
或者说如果你的信心只走10步，
then that land is yours, 10 paces.
这十步之内的地就是属于你的。
But if your faith is 300,000 square miles, then that is your land.
如果你的信心是30万平方英里，那你所踏的地都属于你。
So this is God's promise to the children of Israel.
所以这个是神对着以色列民的应许。
But after the victory over Jericho,
但是当耶利哥城的得胜之后，
they lost at the battle in Ai.
他们却在爱城被打败。
What is the reason behind?
为什么呢？
Number one,
第一，
overconfident.
他们过分自信。
Let me read to you.
让我来读给大家。
It says here in chapter 7. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Bethaven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, Go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai.
在第七章第二节，当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近伯亚文的爱城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”
Verse 3,
他们就上去窥探爱城。
And verse 3, and they returned to Joshua and said unto him, Let not all the people go up, but let only 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai.
然后他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要2,000-3,000人上去，就能攻取爱城。”
But sisters, if you look at this verse,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们只读这一章这一节
，What is missing in here?
在这里缺了什么？
There is the leadership of Joshua.
那里有约书亚做他们的领袖。
There is the preparation by sending spies to view Ai.
而且他们有预备派探子去窥探。
There is the people, 3,000 people to conquer Ai.
而且有3,000人分别出来去征服爱城。
So what is missing?
缺了什么？
God is missing.
缺了神。
Because God is missing, that's why they are defeated.
因为他们没有神，所以他们被打败。
A lot of times when we gain victory over the enemy.
有的时候我们在仇敌面前得胜。
Every time we have success in our living.
有的时候我们在生活里面得胜。
We forget one very important point.
我们却忘记了一件最重要的事。
God is the main ingredient of our victory.
因为神是我们得胜最重要的成分。
But a lot of times we are so forgetful, we felt like we did it.
有的时候我们是这么的健忘，我们觉得是靠着我自己得胜。
No, you didn't do it.
没有，我们没有得胜。
It is God who did it.
是神来得胜。
But the children of Israel feel so overconfident.
但是这些以色列民他们就如此的自信。
We did it.
我们成就了。
And you know what? They came to the next step. Become presumptuous.
然后到第二步，他们就以为事情是这样。
They are presumptuous. We felt that we did it. We can did it again.
哦，他们在那里这样猜测，如果是上次是这样，这次我们也可以如此行。
That's why they told Joshua, don't send all the people.
所以他们告诉约书亚说，不用都上去。
Just send only 3,000 for the people in Ai are few.
只要2,000-3,000人就可以，因为那城的人少。
People become presumptuous.
这个时候我们在那里凭着经验来猜测。
Then because we are presumptuous, then become another kind of attitude, prayerlessness.
因着我们预先似乎已经知道了，我们就不会再为这来祷告。
They never prayed about it.
他们没有提到他们在这里为这事祷告。
No, in the Bible, in Jericho, they pray so much about it.
但是在耶利哥城的时候，他们一直不断的祷告。
And the Lord gave them detailed instruction on how to conquer Jericho.
那个时候，神给他们非常详尽的计划，怎样来征服耶利哥城。
And they, according to God's commandment, they follow in detail what God has commanded them.
然后根据神所命令的，他们每一个细节都照着来行。
But yet in Ai is altogether a different story.
但是在爱城是完全不同的一个故事。
And that is the reason why they are defeated.
为这就是为什么他们被打败。
Oh, I love the song. You know, it says that all what peace we often forfeit, all what needless pain we bear, is all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
有一首诗歌里面讲，多少痛苦无需受，多少平安屡屡丧失，因为我们没有到神面前来。
Yes, we need to bring everything to prayer.
我们应该把凡事都带到神里面来祷告。
God did promise us continuous victory.
神确实应许了我们不断的得胜。
Isn't this what he told Joshua?
难道他不是这样跟耶稣亚讲的吗？
So no one will stand before thee at your life, before thee.
他说在你平生之中没有敌人能够在你面前站立得住。
As I am with Moses, I'm also with thee.
我怎样与摩西同在，我也怎样与你同在。
This, in other words, God's telling Joshua, you will have continuous victory over the enemy.
或者说神已经应许了约书亚，他可以不断的得胜。
But what happened on the second battle, they lose.
但是在第二次征战他们却打败了。
God wants us to give us victory.
神愿意把这个得胜赐给我们。
But there is a requirement.
但是却有一个要求。
There is a continuous victory. There should be a perpetual dependency on God.
如果我们要不断的得胜，我们需要不住的来依靠神。
We need to be what foreverly dependent on Him.
我们要永远的来依靠神。
We need to be like a child who hold on to her mom while they are crossing the street.
我们就要像那个孩子一样，当他们过马路的时候，一定要抓住母亲的手。
Today if we want to win victory over the enemy.
今天如果我们要在敌人面前得胜，
We want success in our life.
如果我们在生命里面要得胜，
We need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
我们需要来转眼仰望耶稣。
He need to be the captain of our salvation.
他需要成为我们救恩的元帅。
You know, one time I went to visit Brother Wei.
有一次我去看望魏弟兄。
And that Saturday he is preparing for the message on Sunday.
那次是一个礼拜六，他在那里准备第二天主日要讲一个信息。
And Sister Wei is telling me Brother Wei is very tense.
然后魏师母就跟我讲说，魏伯伯非常的紧张，
很紧张，
很紧张。
I don't know how you translate that in Chinese, in English. 很紧张。I was thinking,
很紧张。
I said, our brother who has so many years of experience.
我就在想，我们的弟兄在主里有这么多年的经验。
He knows so much about the Bible.
他对圣经的知识这么丰富。
How could he be so tense?
他怎么还会紧张呢
？But you know what?That is being tense in a good, in something good.
但是你知道吗？这个紧张是好的。
He stood in fear and trembling before God.
他在神面前恐惧战惊。
In other words, he doesn't want to say anything which God doesn't want him to say.
或者说，他怕他讲的话是神不让他讲的。
Rather, he wants to say what God wants him to say.
或者说，他要讲神让他讲的话。
Today, if we want to serve the Lord.
今天如果我们要来侍奉神。
This should be our attitude.
这应该是我们的态度。
Before you move, I won't move.
如果你神你没有动作，我就不要动作。
Before you speak, I won't speak.
如果你不说，我就不开口。
But when you move, I will move.
但是当你行动的时候，我就行动。
This should be our kind of attitude.
这应该是我们的态度。
Well, a lot of times, the first time we said we are so tense, we pray before God, Lord, you got to tell me what I need to do.
每一次当我们刚开始一个新的服事，我们总是非常的紧张，在神面前祷告说：“神，你要告诉我该怎么做。”
And you know what? God always respects the willingness of our heart to trust Him.
神总是来尊敬有这样的人，愿意在他面前来依靠他，来寻求。
And we always experience victory.
这样我们就总能经历得胜。
But the problem is, after so much victory we experience.
但是问题是，当我们经历许多得胜之后
，there is always a tendency we become overconfident.
这个时候我们的倾向就是开始自信。
We start to become presumptuous.
这个时候我们就开始凭着自己来意料。
We don't pray anymore.
这个时候我们就不来祷告。
Brothers and sisters, we need to come back to the beginning.
姐妹，我们要回到起初。
To such an extent, even the way we pray.
或者我们祷告的方式。
We pray because it is a tradition.
有的时候我们祷告是照着传统。
A lot of times when we have a meeting, service meeting.
有的时候我们有服事聚会。
We start with a prayer.
我们都是从祷告开始。
But do we really pray to seek the Lord's guidance?
但我们有没有先来祷告，来求他来带领我们呢
？A lot of times after we pray, then we bring out all our agenda on the table.
有的时候我们开始祷告，就把所有这些一条条的项目带到神面前。
Before we pray already, before we seek God's guidance, we already had a plan to be brought to the meeting.
当我们来寻求神之前，已经有了自己的计划，只不过在祷告聚会带到这里。
So I said this is a kind of a prayer because of tradition.
所以我说这是照着传统的祷告。
Today when we pray, we need to seek God's guidance.
今天如果我们祷告，我们要来寻求神的带领。
Before we plan anything,
我们计划任何事之前。
Before we do anything,
我们来做任何事之前。
Let the Lord be the captain of our salvation.
让神来做我们救恩的元帅。
Let Him be the one to lead us in the meeting.
让他来在聚会里面带领我们。
And another time, reason we pray because we are defeated.
啊，还有一个原因就是我们为什么会被打败。
The same like the Joshua, when they are defeated, Ai, they cried unto the Lord.
我们需要像约书亚那样，当他们被打败的时候，他们在神面前哭泣。
But regardless, when we pray because it is a tradition or we are defeated, we need to come before the Lord.
所以我刚才讲的，如果我们被打败的时候，我们再回到神面前。
Instead of being overconfident, we need to be dependent on Him.
我们不要自信，而是需要来依靠神。
Instead of being presumptuous, we are leaning on the everlasting arms.
我们不要凭着自己来预测所有的事，我们需要在他里面。
Instead of being prayerlessness, we start to pray and have a life of prayer to seek God's guidance.
我们不是要像传统里面的祷告，我们需要有一个祷告的心在他里面来寻求。
I believe this is a lesson which Joshua learned with the elders.
我相信这个是约书亚跟以色列的长老所当日所学到的。
When we read the following chapter of Joshua, they continue had victory.
那我们再来读约书亚记后面的章节，他们就持续的在得胜里面。
The second reason why they are defeated is the sin of Achan.
第二件他们被打败的原因是因为亚干犯罪。
You know, God commanded the children of Israel after you defeated Jericho.
神在那里命令他们，当你们打下耶利哥城的时候
，all the silver, all the gold, the vessel of iron and brass should be put into the Lord's treasury.
那里所有的金银、所有的器皿要放在属神的珍宝里面。
It is so clear. There is nothing if or what, or you need a revelation. No, it's so clear.
在那里没有假如、如果，非常的清晰。
Every gold and silver, every vessels of iron and brass should be put into the Lord's treasury.
所有的金银所有的铜器、铁器都要放在神的这个宝藏里面。
And everybody was putting it into the Lord's treasure except Achan.
所有的人都这样做，除了亚干。
Because there is a covetousness in his heart.
因为在他里面有这样一个贪心。
You know what is covetousness?
贪心是什么？
It's to desire something that is not rightfully yours.
就是来羡慕，来想要追求一些是不是不属于你的。
God said all of this should be put in His treasury.
神说要把这所有的珍宝摆在他的宝藏里。
In other words, it means to say all this gold and silver is mine.
或者神是说这些金银是属于我的。
Yet Achan thought it is too much for the Lord. Let me take a little bit.
但亚干却说神你已经得了很多，这些就属于我。
What is the wedge of gold? What is 200 shekels of silver? What is a Babylonian garment?
这200克舍勒的银子，还有这些金子，还有这个加勒底人的这个衣物。
You know what is the problem with covetousness? It's a problem of the heart.
大家要知道，贪心其实是关乎心的问题。
Firstly, it is Achan didn't have the full realization that all this possession belongs to the Lord.
首先，亚干他心里面不了解，所有的都属于神。
Maybe half realized, but that's why he think maybe I can get some.
所以他想，可能这些事我可以来保存。
Today, brothers and sisters, we should know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要知道全地和其中充满的都属于神。
Everything you have, the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the house you are dwelling, even your children belongs to the Lord.
所有的是我们所穿的，我们所住的，我甚至我们的孩子都属于神。
A lot of times we feel like some of them is mine.
有的时候我们却觉得这些是我的。
Because I work for it.
因为我在这里劳苦。
I get this job because I work hard for it.
我为什么得了现在的工作，是因为我努力。
Let me tell you, if God doesn't bless you, you won't even have a job today.
让我告诉大家，如果神不祝福你，你今天连一个工作都没有。
Today the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, everything belongs to Him.
今天全地和地所充满的都属于神。
But the problem with Achan, he doesn't have full realization of this matter.
但是对亚干来讲，他不完全理解这件事情。
He felt that this is something mine.
他总觉得这些有些是属于我的。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要知道
，Everything belongs to Him.
每一件事都属于他。
Today we are just but the guardians of His possession.
今天我们只不过是做他的管家。
We are the servant to take care of what He had.
我们只是管家来为他管理。
If he would have known this,
如果我们知道这件事
then he wouldn't have any interest on it.
如果压根知道他就不会再做他要做的事。
For example, if one day I have $1 million,
或者举个例子如果我有100万美金
and I gave it to brother Haiping,
然后弟兄就给了我
and I said, I'm going to Colorado, please take good care of this.
然后我就说我要去科罗拉多请你来帮我保管
and after I come back, I will take it back.
但是当我回来的时候我要把它再拿回来
Do you think Brother Haiping will have some interest on it?
你觉得海滨弟兄会对这件事情有他的兴趣吗
I believe he won't even open the bag
我相信他甚至不会把这个袋子打开
This is Brother Lawrence
因为这个是 Lawrence 弟兄的
My job is only to keep it safe、That's、
我的工作就是来安全地保管它
Today brothers and sisters everything that we have belongs to him
弟兄姐妹们今天我们所有的都属于他
Our children belongs to him
我们的孩子也属于神。
The Bible tells us that children is the inheritance of the Lord.
因为在圣经里面讲，我们的儿女是神所赐的产业。
But a lot of times we feel like this is my children. I need to raise him up according to what I want him to be.
但有的时候我们觉得这孩子是我自己的，我要照着我的心意把他来抚养长大。
So before he was born, we already planned a whole agenda how this child will be raised.
所以当孩子长大之前，我们已经为他安排了所有的，为他一生做了计划。
Brothers and sisters, this is a wrong concept.
弟兄姐妹们，这是错误的观念。
Our children is the Lord's inheritance.
我们的孩子是神所赐的产业。
We as the servant needs to do things according to not our plan, but according to His plan.
作为神的儿女，我们应该照着神的计划，不是照着我们的计划来做。
This is the problem of us, and this is the problem of Achan.
这个是我们的问题，也是亚干当日的问题。
Because he felt like this is something I can have.
因为他觉得这些是我可以来拥有的。
And another reason why he had covetousness in his heart.
另外他为什么会有贪心
Because the love of God is not in him
因为爱神的心不在他里面
The Bible tells us love not the world neither the things that are in the world If any man love the world the love of the Father is not in him
因为圣经上讲不要爱这世界和这世上的一切事因为如果我们爱世界 爱父的心就不在我们里面
Achan doesn't have the love of God that's why he desires something else
因为亚干他没有爱神的心所以他来来追求其他的事物。
He tried to fill in that emptiness, that void in his heart.
他要用其他的东西来充满他心里面的这个虚空。
Is this not also our experience before we are saved?
这个是不是我们得救之前的光景呢
？We are so empty, we are so void. We try to put in all kinds of things in order to fill up that void.
我们心里面有这个空处，所以我们就来寻求所有的东西，很多东西来想要来充满它。
But that day when we receive the Lord Jesus Christ into our hearts，
但是当那一天我们接受主耶稣基督进到我们心里的时候
，we can say I'm satisfied。
那个时候我们可以说我满足了。
The problem is we Christians after we are satisfied。
但是还有一个问题，作为基督徒，当我们满足之后
，we try to have some adventure。
这个时候我们就要来有一些探险冒险。
How about let's put something else with the Lord in the heart？
或者除了神，我们再摆一些其他东西在里面。
You know, there's one thing we should know.
有些事情我们需要了解。
This very small heart of ours,
我们的心其实很小。
Can only have one occupant.
只能有一个来充满。
But the problem is we try to put two in it.
但是我们却想把两件事摆在一起。
We try to put our job in it.
我们想把我们的工作也摆在里面。
We try to put our children in it.
把我们的儿女也摆在里面。
We try to put computer in it.
把这个电脑的事情也摆在里面。
We try to put iPhone in it.
把 iPhone 也放在里面。
We feel like yes, aside from the Lord, we can also love something else.
我们总觉得除了爱神之外，我们还可以爱其他的一些事。
No man can love two masters. Either you love the one or hate the other.
我们不可能爱两个主人，你或者是爱这个恶那个。
When you try to put something else in your heart, God is gone.
如果你把任何其他的事情放进来，神就不在里
面。When Achan tried to covet after that wedge of gold,
当亚干他心里面贪心这个。金子的时候
The love of God is away.
这个时候爱神的心就不在他里面
Today, brothers and sisters, we should know one thing.
弟兄姐妹们今天我们需要知道一件事
In this very small heart of ours, only God can contain it.
在我们这个心里面只有神能够来充满
He will not and he cannot allow anything aside from him alone.
神不会允许在他之外还有其他的事物在里面
He is our God and we are the sheep of his pasture.
他是我们的神，我们是他所牧养的羊。
Nothing can replace him.
没有任何事可以取代他。
Our God is a jealous God.
我们的神是忌邪的神。
Yes, a lot of times we say he's a loving one. Yes, he is.
没错，我们经常讲神是爱的神。
Yet he's a jealous one.
但是他也是忌邪的神。
No, just make an example.
我现在要用一个例子。
Can any one of you who's married say I love my wife and also another one?
在我们之中有没有丈夫说我爱我的妻子，但我还爱另外一个？
There is a big problem.
这个时候就有极大的问题。
If according to human law there is a problem, how much more in the law of God?
如果在我们人间都是这样的话，那对于神的事难道不更是如此吗？
Today we need to love our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength.
今天我们要尽心尽性尽意尽力来爱主我们的神。
The first commandment says thou shalt have no other gods before me.
第一条诫命就是除我之外没有不能有别神。
Yes, you might say I don't worship idols.
有的时候我们说我没有敬拜偶像、啊、
But anything that is you're trying to attack your heart, that means it's an idol.
但如果有任何事吸引你的心，那就是偶像。
While I'm speaking right now, what are you thinking?
当我这样来讲的时候，你现在头脑里想到的是什么？
Are you thinking of that football game?
你是不是想到有一个足球比赛？
Brothers and sisters, if you are thinking, then you need to repent. I'm serious.
弟兄姐妹们，我是在这里非常认真的讲。如果你还在想，那你需要在神面前悔改。
This heart of mine should have God alone.
因为在我们的心里只能有神。
This is the problem of Achan.
这就是亚干的问题。
He is covetous.
因为他贪心
because he doesn't have a full realization that the earth is the Lord's
他不完全的明白原来全地都是属神的
he failed to put God in his heart
他把神放在心里这件事上他失败了
and because of this he committed a great sin
因此他犯了极大的罪
and this great sin has a lot of curse that follows after it
这个罪后面有许多的诅咒跟着
I would say at least there are five curses
我在这里讲起码有五个诅咒
number one
第一
The name of God is dishonored.
因为神的名没有被尊崇。
In verse 9 it says, For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall environ us around, and cut off our name from the earth. And what wilt thou do unto thy great name?
第九节，迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的名从地上除灭。那时你为你的大名要怎样行呢
you know, before chapter 7 if we read chapter 2
当我们读第七章之前如果我们来读第二章
this is what Rahab told the spies
这个就是拉合对探子所讲
so we heard that the Lord dried up the Red Sea for the people
他说我们听见你们出红海的时候耶和华怎样使红海的水都干了
and the Lord defeated the two kings of the Amorites
而且神让他们打败了亚摩利的两个王。
When we heard this, our heart melted.
当我们听见的时候，我们的心都消化了。
For I know that your God is the God of heaven and also of earth beneath.
因为我们知道你们的神是天地和地底下所有一切的神。
The name of God is what is feared among the nations.
神的名在万邦之中都被敬畏。
The name of God is honored and glorified among His people.
在所有的人之中神的名都被尊崇被高举
But because of what Achan did,
但因着亚干所做的事
the name of the Lord is dishonored.
神的名就被侮辱了
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
弟兄姐妹们这是非常严重的事
We thought like, oh, if we just commit some sin, it's okay. Just sweep it under the rug.
有的时候我们觉得犯一下罪没事我们还可以躲到岩石下面
Brothers and sisters, do you know how the enemy is laughing at us and laughing and dishonor God's name?
但你知道吗？仇敌是怎样来在这里嘲笑我们、嘲笑神
？Today, before we do anything,
今天当我们做任何事之前
，we should have one thing in our mind: we are here to honor His name.
我们需要有一个意念，就是今天我所做的要来荣耀神。
Not only God's name is dishonored,
不光神的名被受屈辱
，the presence of God among the children of Israel is questioned.
这个时候，神与他子民的同在也有问题了。
Verse 12 it says,
第十二节。
Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except we destroy the accursed thing from among you.
因此，以色列人在仇敌面前站立不住，你们在仇敌面前转背逃跑，是因成了被咒诅的。你们若不把当灭的物从你们中间除掉，我就不再与你们同在了。
Unless the children of Israel will deal with this so-called accursed thing.Then the presence of the Lord will not be with the children of Israel.
除非以色列人他们来对付这当灭的物，不然耶和华就不再与他们同在。
A lot of times when we sin, we felt like, how come I feel so dry?
有的时候，当我们犯罪之后，马上感觉里面就干枯了。
How come we feel like the light of the Lord is not shining?
我们马上觉得神的光不在那里照耀我们。
It seems there's some emptiness within.
我们就觉得里面是如此的空。
To such an extent, we felt like, how come the brother and sister has so much light and I don't?
有的时候就觉得为什么其他弟兄姐妹这么多的光，我却没有。
We may ask ourselves.
我们需要来自己问自己。
Is there sin in our hearts?
在我们心里面有没有罪？
Is there idolatry in our hearts?
在我们心里面有没有偶像？
If there is an idolatry in our heart, then the presence of God will not be with us.
如果我们心里有偶像，神的同在就不在我们中间。
So first, if we see His name is dishonored, His presence is questioned.
所以我们看到，首先他的名不被尊崇，第二个，神的同在都成了问题。
The third one.It affects the whole congregation.
第三，它影响了整个啊聚集。
Chapter 7 verse 1 says, "And the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing."
那在第一节就讲到，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪。
When I was young, I said there might be a misprint in this.
当我年轻读到这一节的时候，我觉得是印错了。
The Achan is the one who committed the trespass.
因为只是亚干犯了这个罪。
But brothers and sisters, in the eyes of God, when Achan sinned, the whole congregation committed trespass.
但是弟兄姐妹们，在神眼里，当亚干犯罪的时候，整个以色列人都在这个罪里。
A lot of times, especially in America, we say it's none of your business.
在美国，我们总说一句话：关你什么事？
This is my responsibility.
这是我的责任。
Let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
但是我告诉弟兄姐妹
们， What you do is my responsibility.
你做的是。跟我都有关系。
Because when you suffer, I also suffer.
因为你受苦，我也受苦。
Because we are members one of another.
因为我们是一个身体里面的肢体。
A lot of times when we preach the gospel, we feel like how come the word of the Lord is not that powerful anymore?
有的时候我们传福音的时候，总觉得为什么神的话没有这么大的能力？
We make all kinds of preparation.
我们已经做了所有的预备。
We pray so much.
我们已经这么长的祷告。
Yet when the gospel is preached, there's no effect.
但是当我们传福音的时候，为什么没有果效呢？
Is it because God's the word of God is not that powerful anymore? No, it's not.
难道是神的话里面没有能力吗？不是的。
If it is as powerful as before, it is also as powerful as today.
如果以前它是这么大有能力，今天一样是大有能力。
The problem is there is an accursed thing in our midst.
但是问题是在我们中间有被诅咒的事。
There is sin in our midst. There is a sin in our heart.
在我们的里面，在我们心里有罪。
Which prevents God to work among His people.
这个时候就阻挡了神在我们中间来做工。
Brothers and sisters, our sin affects the whole congregation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们个人的罪影响整个聚集。
Number four,
第四。
Whenever we sin,
当我们犯罪的时候
，we know sin is contagious.
我们知道这个罪是有传染性的。
It says here,
在这里讲到
，But the children of Israel committed a trespass in the accursed thing for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi.The son of Zerah, the son and of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing.
因为在这里第一节提到，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙萨底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
And aside from that, after Joshua dealt with the sin of Achan, not only Achan is stoned to death, even the whole family was stoned to death.
或者我们再看这个故事。当时当亚干犯罪之后，不光他自己被石头打死，而且他全家都被石头打死。
According to Deuteronomy, the sin of the father, the son should not be punished for the sin of the father.
在生命记里面讲到，儿子不应该因父亲的罪而受惩罚。
It is so clear. What you sin, you better bear your sin.
在那里非常清楚，每个人担当自己的罪。
No one can bear that sin for you.
没有人可以甚至来替你的罪。
But when they are dealing with the sin of Achan,
但是当他们在这里来对付亚干的罪的时候
，Not only Achan was stoned to death, his wife was stoned to death, his children were also stoned to death.
不光亚干被石头打死，他的妻子被石头打死，他的儿女也被石头打死。
It's a clear indication that his wife and his children took part of what he did.
那里面非常清晰，就是他的妻子、他的儿女也在这个罪上有份。
In other words, maybe it was while Achan is trying to take that wedge of gold.
或者当亚干要来拿这块。金子的时候
and his wife might be preparing the place to be kept.
或者他妻子在那里挖坑要来
埋这个金子。And maybe the children are the lookout.
或者他的儿女在那里看守。
The Bible may not say anything about this, but approximately it's like that.
虽然圣经没讲，但我相信大概是这样。
But you see, sin is contagious.
所以我们看到这个罪可以被传播。
Achan did something.
当亚干做一些事的时候
，it affects his wife, it affects children.
他影响到他的妻子，影响到他的儿女。
And because of this, all of them need to be punished.
因为这个，他们都要被惩罚。
Today we always say we are the Lord's testimony.
今天我们经常讲，我们就是神的见证。
At the house, we are the Lord's testimony.
在家里面，我们应该是神的见证。
To the especially to the husband.
尤其对丈夫来讲。
You want your house to be God's testimony?
如果我们愿意我们的家成为神的见证。
We ourselves should set an example.
我们自己就要来做榜样。
You want your children to love the Lord?
你愿意你的儿女来爱主的话。
You need to love the Lord.
你要来爱主。
You want your children to read the Bible?
你愿意你的儿女来读圣经的话。
You need to read the Bible.
你要来读圣经。
You want to have a life of prayer?
你愿意有一个祷告的生活。
You need to pray first before your children pray.
你应该在你儿女开始祷告之前就来祷告。
A lot of times we set so much rules.
有的时候我们设了许多的这些规定
But yet we are the first one who break the rules
但我们却是第一个来打破这些规定
We tell them love not the world neither the things that are in the world
我们说不要爱世界和这世上的一切
Yet while you are talking you are playing with your iPhone
但你一边说一边在 iPhone 上面在那里玩
So sorry to say some of you might be doing that
我对不起我这样讲因为我们中间有这样的人
Sometimes I see a person while somebody is preaching he's looking at a pocketbook
有的时候上面在讲的时候底下的人就在那里翻杂志
One time I saw a person bring two copies of Sports Illustrated
有一次我在我们中间看到有人带了两本体育的杂志
The same copy one for his neighbor and one for himself
他带两本因为有一本他给他旁边的坐在他旁边的人他自己拿一本
It seems like sounds funny but it's not funny brothers and sisters
听起来很可笑但弟兄姐妹们一点都不可笑
It is so contagious
这个东西是可以传染的。
While these two people are looking at the Sports Illustrated, some other people say, "What is he looking at?"
当这两个人来看这两本体育杂志的时候，旁边的人一定说：“你们在看什么？”
Brothers and sisters, sin is contagious.
弟兄姐妹们，罪是可以被传播的。
We need to see one thing.
我们需要看见一件事。
We are members one of another.
我们是彼此做肢体的。
If we experience success, everybody is successful.
如果一个人得胜，大家就都得胜。
If one is defeated, everybody is defeated.
如果一个人被打败，我们都被打败。
We want to influence people to love the Lord. You be the one to love the Lord.
如果我们愿意来影响周围的人爱主，我们自己要先来爱主。
Let me say this: If sin is contagious,
让我这样讲，如果罪是可以传染的话
，loving the Lord is also contagious.
爱神也是可以被传播。
I really praise the Lord for He brought me up in a family that loves the Lord.
我感谢神，因为神。让我在一个爱主的家庭里面被抚养长大。
My dad loves the Lord. My mom loves the Lord.
我的父亲、我的母亲，他们都爱主。
And all because of this, I'm here today.
因为这个，我今天可以站在这里。
And I pray and I hope that I will be a good example to my child.
而且我也祷告，希望我成为我儿子的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, there's a big responsibility upon our shoulder.
弟兄姐妹们，在我们的肩上有很重的责任。
You might not be an elder. You might not be a deacon.
你虽然在教会不是长老不是执事
But whatever you do influence the whole congregation
但是你所做的也会影响到整个的聚集
Lastly
最后
Sin also dishonor your family
而且罪让你的家庭被羞辱
You know this is something that I never seen before
这是我以前没有看到的
But when I read again in chapter 7
当我再来读第七章
When they are talking about the sin of Achan
当这里讲到亚干的罪
He said, For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, and the tribe of Judah.
在这里讲到的是谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子亚干
Every time the issue concerning the defeated Ai, then the tribe of Judah, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah is all together mentioned.
每一次提到亚干的罪整个的犹大支派谢拉曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子都被提到
The name of the family was dragged through the mud
这整个家庭的名字都被放在污泥里面
We had a lot of young people today here
我们今天有许多年轻人在我们中间
You love your parents
你爱不爱你的父母
Amen. If you love your parents, honor your parents
如果你爱你的父母你就要来尊重你的父母
Do something that will honor your parents
来尊重你的父母
Every time you sin, you dishonor your parents
因为每一次你犯罪你就让你的父母得羞辱
Today, brothers and sisters, we are a testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是主耶稣基督的见证。
We have decided every time we go to a place, people will, God will be glorified through our what we do and what we say.
我们需要做个决定，不管我到哪里，我所行的，我所说的，要来荣耀神。
Therefore, we need to be cautious of whatever we are doing.
所以我们要小心，我们去做什么。
That's why I always tell my son.
我经常告诉我的儿子
When you go out there
当你出去的时候
Not only you are bringing your name
你不光是带着自己的名字
You are bringing God's name
你还带着神的名
You are bringing my name
你还把我的名也带在身上
Don't mess up with it Indeed,
别把它搞糟了。
Today we need to be serious about this matter.
今天我们需要在这件事上认真。
We talk so much about being God's testimony.
我们经常来讲神的见证。
But if we sin, we lost that opportunity to become God's testimony.
当我们犯罪的时候，我们就失去为神做见证的机会。
And this is what Achan did.
这就是亚干所做。
Because of his covetousness,
因着他的贪心。
Then he sinned against the Lord.
他犯罪冒犯了神。
And he brought in a lot of curse.
而且他带来这许多的咒诅。
And the result is,
结果
it will fall, one day it will be revealed.
还有一件事就是这都要被显露出来。
Achan thought that I will dig up a hole and put all the things in it and no one will see it.
亚干当时想的是我挖一个坑把这些东西埋在里面没有人知道。
The Bible tells us, your sin will find you out.
但是圣经里面讲你的罪要追着你。
You will, you know, with all this technology around us,
当我们周围所有这些信息时代的技术
According to the human law, you cannot escape anything.
甚至根据政府的规定你没有任何事可以逃脱得了
There's tape recorders.
有那些窃听的
Phone company can track down what you have spoken about 5 days or 10 days ago.
甚至现在电话公司可以查到你5天、10天前所讲的话
Even the minutes.
或者你每一分钟所讲。
And there is satellite seeing you coming out of the house, going into the house.
现在卫星可以看到每个人从家里出来进去。
Even though it's not perfect.
虽然现在那个技术还不完美。
If we cannot escape human law, can we escape God's law?
但是连人的这些律法我们都不能逃脱。
Soon,
难道我们能逃脱什么？
One day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
总有一天我们要站在神审判的台前。
Everything will be revealed.
每件事都要被显露出来。
It will be like a TV show, seeing everything you have done.
就像一个电视把你一生都演出来。
That's why it is ultimately revealed, and soon it will ultimately we should confess.
至终都要被显露出来，而且至终我们每件事都要认。
We confess not because we feel bad about it. We confess because we got caught.
不光是因着我们里面悔改，我们认这个罪，而且是因为这个罪已经被抓住、被显出来。
When that wedge of gold, that 200 pieces shekels of silver, when that Babylonian garment was brought before Joshua, Achan has no way to say, "Yeah, I did it. I'm sorry."
当这200克舍勒的银子还有这个巴比伦的衣物被拿出来的时候，亚干只能说是。
Brother and sister, it will ultimately be revealed. It we should ultimately confess, and we ultimately be punished for it.
所以弟兄姐妹们罪至终要被显露出来我们至终要认我们的罪而且至终这罪要被惩罚
And that punishment is death
这个惩罚罪的公价就是死
Yes, indeed we who are believers in Jesus Christ
没错我们是在基督里面信神的人
We are our salvation is assured
我们的救恩是稳固的
But sooner or later what we did has a consequence
但是总有一天我们所做的还是有它的后果
You know what David did
我们知道大卫所做的。
David is a man after God's own heart.
大卫是合神心意的人。
But because of what he did, he committed adultery with Bathsheba.
但因着他所犯的罪，他与拔示巴行了奸淫。
This consequence goes on for 40 years.
然后这个后果就追着他40年。
We don't want that thing to happen.
我们不愿意这样的事发生。
Therefore, we need to what? To be careful.
所以我们需要小心。
So what should we do about it?
那我们该怎样行呢
Yes, indeed, among us, we cannot say no one among us has never have sinned.
我们只能这样说，在我们中间没有人没有犯过罪。
We have sinned against the Lord.
我们冒犯了神。
We have sinned against our fellow men.
而且我们来冒犯了他人。
But our God is a God of second chance.
但是我们的神他总给我们第二次机会。
He is willing to forgive.
他愿意来赦免我们。
First John says, if you confess your sin.He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
在约翰一书说，神是信实的，是公义的。只要我们认我们的罪，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的
罪。Are you willing to come before the Lord and humble yourself before Him?
你愿意来到神面前，在他面前谦卑吗
？Yes, indeed, I have sinned, Lord. I'm not perfect.
确实，我犯了罪，我不是完全的。
You know, sometimes when I was reading John chapter 21.
有的时候当我来读约翰福音21章的时候
Concerning Peter and his dialogue with the Lord Jesus
我来思想彼得与主耶稣的对话
The Lord told him, do you love me more than this?
然后主就问他你爱我比这些更深吗
You know, if I'm Peter, I will have no face really to face the Lord
要我是彼得的话我甚至没脸来面对我的
But the Lord is a forgiving one
但是主是赦免的
After so much mess up
有这么多这些失败
The Lord told Peter, do you love me more than this?
主还问彼得说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
The Lord forgiven Peter.
因为主他已经赦免了彼得。
He can also forgive us. He will forgive us.
他也会赦免我们，他会赦免我们。
Today we need to what to humble ourselves down.
今天我们就是要谦卑在他面前。
But a lot of times we feel we are so our pride keep us from you know repenting or dealing with our sin.
但是很多时候我们觉得我们里面的骄傲阻挡我们来对付罪。
You know the result is this.
这个后果是什么？
Number one.Hardening of the heart.
第一，我们的心变成刚硬。
Hebrews,
在希伯来书
，He said when the Holy Spirit says,
那里圣灵有话说
，He said, harden not your heart.
说你今天就不可硬着心。
Every time when the Lord touch your heart,
每一次神摸着你心的时候
，We need to deal with our sins.
我们需要来对付罪。
You know, sometimes when we sin, the first impact is our conscience is bothering us so much we feel to such an extent we are shaking.
每次在罪里面的时候，第一件事就是我们的良心在神面前不洁净，我们里面就开始战惊。
But every time we set it aside,
但是每一次我们把这感觉压下去
，when it's sweeped under the rug,
我们把它藏在石头下面
，then our heart starts to harden up,
我们的心就开始变硬。
And the more we try to reject that feel that movement of the Holy Spirit,
我们这样来拒绝这个圣灵的感动次数越多
，the harder our heart becomes.
我们的心就越刚硬。
To such an extent, we don't have any feeling at all.
直到一个地步，我们对这件事完全没有感觉。
You know, when the Holy Spirit speaks, we should not harden our heart. We should immediately come before the Lord and ask the Lord's forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹们，当圣灵对着我们有话有感动的时候，我们需要马上啊回到神的面前。
Secondly,
第二
，if we don't repent immediately, there is what we call an impending death.
如果我们不马上悔改的话。就会带来死亡。
We don't know when we are going to die.
我们不知道我们什么时候是丧掉我们的生命。
That's why when we speak, it seems like I want to preach this my last message.
所以很多时候我来讲道的时候，我总觉得这是我最后一次。
Because I need to say it out, so I have nothing. There is my conscience is clear before the Lord.
所以我把我该讲的都讲出来，我的良心才能站在神面前平静。
You know, one time there's a sister after the meeting, he told the pastor, "See you next week."
有一次，一个姐妹在信息之后对着讲道的人说：“我下周与你再见。”
She ride on the car, go to the freeway. She met an accident. She went into glory.
那这个姐妹之后就开车出去，在一个车祸里面，神把她接走了。
You might say, Brother Lawrence, how could you be so gruesome? You know?
有的时候你可能说，有的人会说，劳伦斯弟兄，你讲这些太残酷了。
You are here to encourage us. You talk about death.
你今天应该来鼓励我们，你却把死的事提在我们面前。
But it is something real, brothers and sisters.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这件事是真的。
My uncle's mother-in-law,
我叔叔他的岳母。
She went to a prayer meeting.
她去一个祷告聚会。
She stood up and prayed.
她站起来祷告。
After he sat down, he went into glory.
当他坐下来，他就进到荣耀里面。
Brothers and sisters, is this what you want to happen?
弟兄姐妹们，这是不是？可以发生在我
们身上。We don't know what is the future.
我们不知道将来如何。
But since we have today, we need to take hold of the opportunity.
但我们趁着还有今日，就要抓住这个机会。
A lot of times in the world, we say we want to have opportunity.
在这个世上，我们总说我们愿意有更多的机会。
We have opportunity to earn money. We have opportunity to take this job.
我们有许多的机会来再来赚钱，再来有更好的工作。
But how about your relationship with the Lord?
但您与神的关系呢
？Do you take this opportunity?
你有没有抓住机会？
One day, it will be too late.
有一天，一切都迟了。
You know, one time there is a company with a lot of employees.
有一次，有一个公司有许多员工。
And those employees earn the manager a lot of money.
他们为这个经理带来很多的收益。
One day there is a letter on the door of the manager.
有一天，就在这个经理他的门前有这样贴着一张纸。
Anyone who settles his account before 12 o'clock, all his debt.Will be taken away.
在那里说，如果有谁有罪债的话，十二点前把他带出来，就被免掉所有的。
And every employee was so excited. Hey, this shouldn't be. This is too good to be true.
然后很多这些员工就很兴奋，就说这太好了这件事。
But they're not going to enter.
但是他们却没有人进到这个主管的房间里面。
It's too good to be true. It might be a joke.
他们就觉得这件事。太好了，甚至不真实。
But 5 minutes before 12, one employee said, "Well, I just want to get in."
然后这个最后的这个期限到之前5分钟，有一个员工就说我要进去。
Yes, his debt was cancelled.
然后他所有的那些债都被免掉了。
He came out and waving his hand, "Oh, my debt is canceled."
然后他就出来说，我的债都被免了。
When everybody is rushing in, he says, "The door is closed. It's already 12 o'clock."
然后当所有人再要涌进去的时候，这个主管就把门关上，说期限已经到了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to deal with what is in our heart before it's 12 o'clock.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要来对付我们心中的事，在十二点之前。
We need to deal with what we have sinned before the Lord comes back.
我们需要在主再来之前来对付所有的罪。
God is coming back.
神他就要再来。
When we see everything around us,
我们看到周围发生的事。
It is but a proof that He is coming back and is very soon and is on our doorstep.
今天都证明他已经要快来，他就站在门口了。
Brothers and sisters, we need to settle our account with Him.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的账户在他面前需要被清理。
Are we ready?
我们预备好没有？
That's why, you know, it's all together according to what you choose, what you want.
所以，所有的事情都在乎我们的选择，我们所意愿，我们所想的。
You want a continuous victory?
你愿不愿意来持续的得胜？
Or do you want to experience defeat?
或者你愿意来经历这些被打败？
That's why after the second battle on Ai,
所以当艾城的这个战事结束之后，
after they gained the victory,
当他们至终又得胜之
后， There is no celebration.
那里其实没有庆祝。
Rather, there is a solemn meeting among all the tribes of the children of Israel.
反而在那里有一个很严肃的一个聚集，所有以色列人聚在一起。
There is a burnt offering that is before God.
在那里有向着神的燔祭。
Joshua spoke before the 12 tribes of Israel, reading the law and the commandments, both the blessing and the cursing.
在那里对着十二个支派，约书亚。把律法上的祝福跟咒诅的话都对着他们来宣讲。
In other words, you had a choice to make.
或者说，你今天有一个选择。
You know, in Deuteronomy says, choose life that you and your seed might live.
在生命记讲到要拣选生命，所以你和你的后裔得存活。
We need to like Joshua.
我们需要像约书亚一样。
As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Lord, this morning, may the Lord speak to our hearts.
今天早上当神对着我们的心讲话的时候，
the Lord has planned that we have perpetual victory over the enemy.
神的计划是让我们在仇敌面前持续的得胜。
We are here to experience all his riches.
我们今天要来经历他一切的丰富。
But it is whether this promise become a possession, whether this promise become a reality, it's up to you.
但是这个应许能不能成为实际，能不能真成为你的产业，是在乎你的选择。
May the Lord continue to work in our hearts.
愿意神继续在我们心里面来做工。
May this message not only be a warning, but also an encouragement.
愿这个信息不光是一个警戒，而且也是一个鼓励。
He is our life.
他是我们的生命。
Let us choose him that we might live.
让我们来选择他，所以我们可以存活。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning we come before you.
主啊，我们今天来到你面前。
There is so much shortcoming on our part.
在我们里面有许多的缺陷。
Sometimes we love the world.
很多时候我们来爱这个世界。
Lord, you continue to warn us.
你继续的来警告我们。
Lord, that we will turn back to you.
让我们可以回转来归向你。
Turn our eyes upon Jesus.
让我们来转眼仰望
耶稣。Oh, look full in his wonderful face.
来仰望你的容脸。
And all these things of the earth will grow strangely dim.
这世上一切的事物都要次第变色成朦胧。
In the light of your glory and grace.
在你的光中，在你的荣耀之中。
Lord, this morning may your word shine upon us.
愿意你的话来照亮我们。
Continue to work in our hearts.
继续在我们心里做工。
That we might be those people who is your testimony.
让我们成为那一般是你见证的人。
Testify of your grace, testify of your mercy.
来见证你的恩典，你的怜悯。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。